media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good afternoon, Coach Ambrose.
Good afternoon, guys.
Talk about, as I have with the other coaches here this morning, how has preseason practice gone for your team, and do you feel like your team is pretty healthy going into the opener?
Camp went well. It was probably one of the better camps I've seen in a while. These kids are pretty tight, excited, worked hard. We only had to move practice once or got lost a day because of the weather, so that's a pleasant surprise. But it's been a long camp. It's been a long summer. Just like everybody else, we're looking forward to hitting somebody else.
You open with the big one, the battle for Greater Baltimore, the two local Division I programs, and why do you feel like this game is so important, and how would you like to see it grow in the future?
Well, it's one of the few places, you know, in the country where you get two teams of the pretty much same caliber so close to each other in a metropolitan area, and that we have an opportunity in the city of Baltimore to have a game that represents basically everybody that lives in this geographic region. And it's a rare thing. It's an exciting thing. Morgan's a historical football program, and they got guys, you know, Hall of Fame NFL guys, tons of them, and hallowed halls of a great academic institution. We're not too shabby across the street either. So for one day in the region, we get to shine the biggest spotlight possible on these two great academic institutions via the game of football. And in the world we live in today, there's enough that people have feel like they got to be separated all the time. This is something that draws a community together. And you touched on it. If I have my way, that before I shut my eyes and the movie's over, one day this game will be played downtown in M&T Bank Stadium. We will fill that stadium, and this will be Baltimore's football day.
We're here with Towson head coach Rob Ambrose. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad. I want to look at both sides of the ball, start on the offense, nine starters back, but certainly a lot of discussion about the quarterback situation before we look at the rest of the group. Talk about how that competition has played out over the last few weeks.
Could not be more pleased, honestly. And that's probably in direct correlation to how disappointed I was with where we finished the spring at the quarterback position, that we had a chance to make great strides from January to the end of April, and we made small strides at best. Now, for whatever that wasn't, there's two sides to every coin, and if you flip that thing over, the summer could not have been better for that position. That the competition was stiff, it was tough, it was fun, and our guys, every offense, defense, everybody sitting there watching it, because everybody wants to know who the signal caller is going to be and who's going to be the field general. And we got multiple guys who can do this, and our team is extremely confident. That's an impressive turnaround, and I give the kids and the staff a lot of credit.
And then around them, obviously the return of Shane Simpson and all the things that he was able to do in year one. How has he come back from his injury and looked, and what difference does he make in your offense?
It's been a pleasure to see him. I feel like it's been an entire year since I saw a healthy, vibrant Shane Simpson. And he's as healthy as I've ever seen him. He's as focused as he's ever been. He's playing as well as he can, as well as I've ever seen him since he's put on a uniform here. And the competition at that position, because there has been so much experience because of injury, has made that group one of the hardest working groups on the team. So I feel like we're going to get a lot of improvement out of that position, especially with Shane running the show.
I want to switch sides of the ball now. Your defense, six starters are back. You also get some guys back from injury on that side of the ball. But experience at each level, talk about how those guys have looked in preseason camp.
And I got some veteran guys that have seen a lot of football up front. And while they're not always been starters, they've always gotten their feet wet and they've had some experience. So there's experience and veterans' minds up front. The linebacker crew is as talented, as deep as I've ever been involved in here. Wallace, Tedder, I mean, they've got tons of tackles between them, but Robbie Hayward's probably had the best camp of anybody on the defense, and Keon Pay has been solid, just inching his game up a little more every time. And on the back end, for whatever depth we didn't have at the end of the season, boy, we got plenty of it now. So competition there is pretty stiff, and I think we're still even having a discussion as to who's who. It's we need to make sure we find a way to fit the best guy in the best spot, because now we got a bunch of them.
Got a media question, too, if you'll get that for us, Tamika.
You have a question from the line of Christopher Heidel with Heard FM Sport Radio.
Hey, Bruce, how you doing?
Hi, Chris.
How are you doing? Talk about the running game. Is this something that you guys have to have better this year from the setup more? If you have the running game established, you know, you get the passing a little bit better?
Well, you know, there is no substitute for experience. And if you think about this time last year, we had five guys that had never played together in a football game up front. And in the span of the first 2.5, 3 weeks, we lost the starting tailback and the backup tailback. So playing two freshmen and an offensive line that are learning how to play together, that was certainly a challenge. It took us a while to get some traction, that's for sure. But steady improvement throughout the season, and that's exactly what you're looking for. You're always looking for growth. You're always looking to get better. It doesn't matter when it is. You're always looking to get better. And we just picked up on that momentum, and have step by step, incrementally, I think we've improved. We're, the continuity up front is strong, and because of it, the confidence behind them is even stronger.
Mm-hmm. And Morgan State, you know, just talk about their improvement, because last year you guys won 10-0, you know, and they didn't score a point until like week four. So just talk about what you see on film for them. You know, are they going to give you a little bit better challenge than last year?
They gave us all we could handle last year, our worst offensive output for the year, and it has to do with a lot to do with their defense. They're returning 9 starters. Their linebackers are as good as any linebacker core I've seen so far. They got some studs up front. And offensively, they're returning a lot of size and a lot of speed. So it's going to be a ball game. We got our hands full.
Well, good luck this weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Rob, I know when we spoke at Media Day, your guys, after the momentum and finishing with the 3 wins in the last 4 weeks, that you had said that the preparation had been as good as you had seen in a long time in your tenure there. Has it been equally as good through the last 3 weeks, and how anxious are you guys to go out and prove that you're a better team than where you're predicted in the CA order finish?
Best camp I've been involved in 10 years. That's and you know, compliments in my book is that doesn't stink. So these kids have really decided to put their money where their mouth is, to make sure that their purpose and their priorities match with their actions all the time in everything they do. Today's the first time we've had to head class in quite some time and practice. So I'm hoping that they go about the day in the academic side of campus as well as they do with football. And if that is the case, you get an improved record and better GPAs, and I'll be very, very happy.
I know you never, nobody would wish to go through the number of injuries you did on both sides last year, but the fact that so many guys were able to see playing time, how much has that benefited you here through camp and going into the year?
Well, you have a greater understanding of football intelligence of what it takes to be successful at the Division I level in college. And they, you know, you can say that you go to camps and you can say that you played against great competition in high school, but until you actually live at this level for a while, it's hard to know what that is. So nobody's eyes are getting thrown open now. Everybody knows what to expect, and because of it, there's more competition. The expectations are higher, and everybody's more confident in how they go about their day. So instead of having a team that has a lot of vets on it and a whole bunch of young guys looking around going, what do I do? Now everybody seems to be on the same page, and that makes for a stronger, tighter unit on both sides of the ball.
All right, Rob, great talking to you as always. Good luck on Saturday at Morgan State, and look forward to talking again next Monday.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
All right, thank you. All right.